We've got mail. I learned something new. I enjoyed the article, What's the Deal with Boys and Girls, in the April 2010 issue. As I read through what the girls wonder, it helped me understand why girls act the way they do, in a good way, of course. Under What the Guys Wonder, I have often found myself asking those same questions. Because of the girls' responses, I now know what to do in different kinds of situations with meeting and dating girls. Even though I have 7 sisters and often get advice from them, I still learn something new from your article. Matt F., Wyoming.
Peace and comfort. Thank you for putting General Conferences for You in the May 2010 issue. I really liked President Uchtdorf's talk on love and patience. It brought me peace and comfort. Caitlin H., Idaho. Powerful Prayer. I appreciated the article, Strength to Get on My Knees, June 2010. I have had many times in my life where I have gone through struggles and trials that are so huge that I have no idea if I can make it through. Just when I am about to give up and feel like there is no hope for me, I realize that I can get down on my knees and pray for advice and strength. Madison G., Washington.
Team Spirit. I read the article Team Spirit, and I understand how they feel. I am 12 years old and play baseball. During good and bad games, we have felt good and bad team spirit. A bad spirit enters when someone gets mad at another person, and it affects the whole team. A good spirit is felt when we all get along and encourage each other. I really enjoy that feeling. Mitchell S., Utah.
Help for tough times. Thank you for putting the story, The Miracle I Needed, in the February 2010 issue. I had surgery for scoliosis at age 12, when I was in the 6th grade. It was so wonderful to hear about someone else who went through the same thing I did. I know that Heavenly Father helped us get through a hard time in our lives. He helped us to recover fast and to come out of it stronger than we were before. Heavenly Father is by our side when we go through the trials of life. After reading that story, I realized that I am not alone. Lexi B., Utah.
I recently read the article Wearing Millicent in the July 2005 New Era. I also wore a similar back brace when I was growing up, and I had corrective surgery to fix the problem. I worried that my problems would hold me back while serving a mission. It did not, and I am now serving in the Anchorage, Alaska mission, a very physically demanding mission. Elder Daniel L., Alaska.
Editor's note. You can find articles from past issues at our website, newera.lds.org. We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of We've Got Mail.